The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. According to lots of sources, economic collapse is a real possibility very soon. Perhaps even in the next 2 months. The national debt under the Obama administration has risen a whopping 70%. It was $10 trillion when he took office. It is now $18 trillion. Add to the deadly debt the attack on religious liberty. Homosexual socialists are now working hard to destroy the church, which is the last bastion of defense against their movement toward a one-world order. Couple all this with the move toward martial law by the Obama administration. It seems his desire is to remove elections and bring us under the control of this new order, which is actually gross disorder in government. In the midst of this horrible outlook for our nation, is there any hope for our homes, our churches, and our governments? To that I say a resounding yes. God still rules over all these current events and the deceived people who are working their own destruction in them. The Bible says, "The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all." Though disorder government continues to attack the home and the very concept of marriage, they're going to ultimately find that you can't tamper with God's institution of the home without disastrous results for education, the economy, and government itself. The Bible states plainly in Psalm 33, "The word of the Lord is right." God established marriage in the home in the Garden of Eden. He made it between a man and a woman for life. And no other thing that is called marriage will succeed in the long run. People who hate God and the Bible will find out from experience their new idea of marriage will bring only disaster to them and society. The Bible admonishes us, "Stand in the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." The attack on the church is nothing new in history. However, it is new to America. But remember, America's founders believed in God's church and the biblical order in which it was to operate. They created the greatest nation in world history by respecting and being part of God's church. Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton, stated, "Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy of his country." Jesus died for His bride, the church. When you attack her, you attack Him. And that just ain't healthy for the one doing the attacking. The attack on civil government has been raging in this nation since the 1920s. Socialists have been working a plan to destroy our biblical republic. Our national government is nearly gone. Many of our state governments have basically surrendered to socialists also. Is there any hope for our civil governments? Yes, there is. The Bible says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Our nation's governments can be healed if we, the people who know God in the new birth, will repent. Indeed, I watched on the 22nd of August, 2015, between 5,000 to 10,000 people humble themselves on Kentucky State Capitol grounds and pray this very verse to God as a prayer of repentance. If we were genuinely repenting, as God knows for certain, revival and a healing will begin in our state. The question isn't, can our land be healed? The question is, will we, God's people, repent? Remember, God promises those who do repent, "Say to the righteous, it will be well with you. You will eat the fruit of your doings." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.